Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today of Women Leading the Way, and I am delighted to introduce our leading lady today. We are going to be talking about the Diary of an Entrepreneur, which I don't know about you, but it sounds secret and awesome, because I think as women, we all have diaries that we'd like to write out. And today our guest is, and what we're going to be talking about, is the leadership journey with Inez Ruiz, who is the founder of Diary of an Entrepreneur. So Inez, say hello to all of our listeners.
Hi, guys. I'm so happy to be here today with you.
Well, we're happy to have you because, Ms. Beard, I mean, I want to know more about this Diary of an Entrepreneur. So my understanding is you went from being a WOW Cambridge professor to an entrepreneur. And just in my opinion, those two things don't always go together, right? Smarty pants,
oh, no.
Educated, knowledgeable,
completely
and entrepreneur.
Completely opposite. And I think the best description is going from certainty to uncertainty. I think that's the best description of the feeling.
Cool. Well, I got to first ask, what was your specialty at Cambridge as a professor? What did you teach, and what were you an instructor in? I guess PhD. Do you have your PhD, master's?
I was going to start my PhD, and I was teaching Spanish, advanced Spanish, and translation. My degrees and my master's are in translation and languages, so that's where I was going. I was going to do my PhD and everything, but then I met my husband, who is in the Air Force. He's American, and, you know, we started going out, and then at some point, he was restationed to the States, and I love my job. I love teaching, but, you know, I understand it now better, you know, looking back, but I was not happy with the institution, you know, not Cambridge. Cambridge is awesome, but, you know, I always wanted to be more independent. I wanted to do things my way. And, you know, so I was really struggling with all the other side of teaching, you know, because the part of being in class, being a student, that's awesome, but it's the other side of research and PhD and all those things that they were piling up. And I didn't understand them back then. I was just like, okay, I think I'm ready for a change. And because then what happened is that I was going to become a military spouse. And, you know, you learn that military spouses, well, families, military families move every 2 to 3 years. So basically, the wives, we have to start from scratch every 2 or 3 years. And that's really hard to develop a career. And that's when I was like, you know, I need to have something of my own. I need to have a business that can come with me anywhere. And that's where, you know, I started thinking, you know, I have another master's as well in teaching online and e-learning. And then I was a Spanish professor. So I was like, why don't I why don't I create a school to teach Spanish teachers? So that's how it started. I have a school that we certify Spanish teachers. We train them how to teach Spanish, and it's all online. So doesn't matter where we are stationed, I can just have my business anywhere.
That's very cool. I mean, you know, and I got to say, I want to jump in because, you know, I I'm in California, you know, and it's like, you know, we love our military and our veterans out here in California, Southern California. And, you know, years ago, I taught a portable entrepreneurial program for military spouses. And you're right. I mean, it's tough. Like, how do you just pick up and go every 2 to 3 years, not only with a career, but finding something that's either online or portable? And trust me, I was teaching in the days before the internet was as huge as it is. And I mean, go girl, you know, thank you for your husband's service. But more than that, you know, thank you for you being there with them, because it's just as tough for military spouses, you know, to be able to pick up and go. So good for you. I think it's awesome. Yeah. I want to ask
And that's
you
the uncertainty, you know,
kinda,
that we were talking, you know. I was going from that safe job. I already had my career, my future there, to this complete opposite of, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what a funnel is. I don't know what's happening.
Right.
So it was that. I think that
was
the hardest part.
Well, back up a second for me. Would you back up a second for me? Because I want to really understand, you know, what? How did you come up with your business idea? You know, I know you said you wanted to go from certainty. And trust me, I'm going to be asking you a ton of questions. So if I step over you, I apologize. But there's a ton for me to ask you in our limited
time.
Yep, exactly. But how did you come up with the idea? I mean, I'm really kind of like wondering, it's like, where was the tipping point for you in thinking, I know the certainty part to uncertainty, but where was the gem of the idea that came about to say you wanted to do teaching Spanish to teachers? How did that, where was the spark of the inspiration? Where did it come from?
Yeah, I think it just come from, you know, back then I was still in Europe. Back then we didn't have all the coaching and motivational, like we didn't even know who Tony Robbins was over there. You know, like it's very different. It was very different entrepreneurship scenario there. So I just started looking into kind of online businesses. How can I work online? You know, what can I do as a military spouse? What can I create that can, you know, I can do anywhere? And it all started like very, you know, now it has become almost a $1 million a year business. But it started from, okay, if I can just get, and I remember selling my first course in the hotel in England when we were moving over here, and sold my first course under price, of course. And I remember crying to my husband and be like, you know, if I just sell four, if I just sell four spots, that would be like my salary. So it started just as a way of me teaching online, try to do something and figure it out. How could I just go anywhere, you know, and be still independent and have a career? So it started from that. So it was more about, I knew my thing. I knew about teaching. I knew Spanish, So
yeah.
I just figured it out. And I just Googled my way into my business. How to create a website, how to sell this, how to create, you know, all the things. And that's what I'm doing in Diary of an Entrepreneur now. I'm creating this website with all the things that I knew I was searching for, because back then, you know, I didn't have a coach.
Inez, back up a little bit again. Inez, back up a little bit again, because we're going to slow it down, girls. Like, I know you're like fast and furious, but I want to slow it down. And I want you to share, how did you go from teaching Spanish then to then developing an online community? How did that evolve? Because there's a lot of jumps and skips there that I want to have our listeners kind of hear about.
Yeah, so first thing I did was a website. So I created a website. And, you know, coming from academia, I was more worried about the course than about the business, you know? So I think that was my first, I'm not going to say mistake, but that was my take. You know, I was more about developing the course, the material.
There's tons of mistakes in business. I think all of us, that's one of the things that makes, you know, entrepreneurs beautiful, is when we can get over the idea in our head that we can't make mistakes. You're going to make a ton of them, right?
Yes.
I want our listeners to know that, and I'm sure you think that. Mistakes aren't
that's
bad.
That's how
they're
you learn. That's
what I call learning lessons.
I got here by mistakes. That's how we get here. If you don't make mistakes, that's not what's gonna make the way, you know. So that was my first, let's say, mistake. I created my course and I put it on the website and I was like, okay, where are the sales? You know? So then I started learning about, you know, how to do social media, how to connect, how, you know, to get into relationships. That's how I actually grow the business. I was like, okay, I don't have money for ads. I don't know how to do ads. What can I do? I'm like, okay, I'm going to search for the experts online. So I searched for, and I started having relationships with all the teachers that were creating materials. So I'm like, okay, I want to attract Spanish teachers. So I'm just going to go where the Spanish teachers go, which is websites with things to download, with activities. So I went to those guys and started relationships with them. And they started collaborating with my blog, and they started talking a bit about my courses. And that was the start. It was creating relationships, because I thought, I put the course out there, and I'm like, where are the sales? So by creating those relationships, that's how I started getting a name, getting out there, getting to be known, and started selling the courses.
Very cool. Well, tell us a little bit about the Diary of an Entrepreneur. What are the details about Diary of an Entrepreneur?
Okay. So what happened is, like, I have my educational business, and we're doing great, but I always felt that I wanted to create something for women entrepreneurs. I'm an investor. I have, even in my 401k, most of my funds go to women-led businesses. So I wanted to create something more that everybody could have and not to make it restrictive. You know, like, if you go to the website, you have a lot of our content for free. We have a free membership. I wanted to make it accessible to everybody. So what we are doing is, like, all the things that I'm learning, we are just channeling them into this platform so we can help other women like me start just their business just by Googling things, you know, like, how can I do this? How can I create my webinar? And that's what we're doing. We have a free membership, and then we have a paid membership, which all the funds from Diary of an Entrepreneur, apart from admin, they go back into investing into girls programs, women programs, entrepreneurship for women, and all these things.
That's cool that you do give back. I love that. I'll talk a little bit more about that. But for your business and the Diary of an Entrepreneur, you know, I think one of the things that we always want to know as an entrepreneur is, how do you make money? So for your website, is it the e-learning platform that you do? Because you say it's a free subscription. So where did you monetize your business, if you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, for Diary of an Entrepreneur, what we're doing is giving the most for free. And then we have a paid membership, which is it's more advanced. I will say, like, the free membership is, like, for complete beginners. And then the paid one, which is one-off payment, that's a more advanced one. So that's what is giving us the profit.
And what are some of the things that people, you know, can learn on Diary of an Entrepreneur? Like, what are the things that you teach them on? Is it all e-learning platforms? Is that what it is? Do you do events? Give us a little bit of an overview of what people can expect to get when they do the paid membership.
It's more how to start online, you know, how to, even from the beginning, like, what's my business idea? What should my business be? How can I connect with my people? How can I start? Where should I put on my website? How to create my website? So it's all those, I will say, steps that we need at the beginning. So it's more it's a lot of how to, right? When we are starting, we just want to know how to do things. And I will say the advanced one, it's more as well about the mindset, how to connect with my clients, how to be more authentic, how to create what they really need. So it goes a bit more farther, more than into the, you know, the technicalities on how to do your website or this or that. And it goes more into looking into what you really want to get out of, what you want to create, what kind of community you want to create.
Very cool. Well, what would you give as the three top things that let's say women, right, because that's your lane, that's our lane as well on Women Lead Radio. It's like, what would be the three top things that you would tell women entrepreneurs that are must-haves that they need to do in thinking of starting a small business?
I think, as I said, relationships. I know at the beginning we just feel like, oh, but I don't need a relationship, I need sales, right? For me, relationships was the first step when I realized that there was something here that it was not. This is not working. What's happening? So for me, creating those relationships have been crucial, and they've been evolving in amazing ways, even better. So, you know, at the beginning, it was like, hey, can you talk about my course on your website and I'll give you the course for free? You know, from that has evolved to them promoting and being affiliates and doing webinars for me and doing all these things that, you know, you never know where those relationships are going. But I think point number one is create those relationships and your network of people, which are not competition. They are just, you know, there's always a possible collaboration. I would say that's point number one. Something more tactical, I will say that it's the lines of revenue to make sure that, you know, for example, when you are starting, you're like, oh, but I already post about my offer once. It's like, yeah, but if you think in the big picture from, you know, that post, Facebook is not really happy with Facebook pages for business anymore. So how many people have seen that, how many people is going to convert. So understand a bit more about numbers. It's all about numbers and about being in front of them as much as you can, you know, instead of being like, oh, yeah, but I send one email a month. That's not enough. Understanding that the touch points that we need to have with them, it's a lot more than that we expect. And every time it's going farther, I think now in the last research, it was they need 30 touch points with them before they buy. So, you know, as we are getting more global and they are getting more advertisement everywhere, you need to be still more in touch with them. So I will say that's number two. And number three, I would say, is connection with them, connection with your people, with your clients, because I guess at some point you are, instead of be creating what you think they need, you need to talk with them and create what they actually need. Because it happened to us that sometimes we are like, oh, we're going to launch this course, we do the whole launch and all this money, and then it's like, it didn't go as well, and we are like, what happened? And if we look back, which we always do every time something doesn't go right, we are like, okay, let's look back. Where did we not follow our rules, right? And one of them was, this course didn't came from them; it came from us. So, you know, keep that relationship with them and talking with them. One of the things that our clients love the most is like, we are always answering on social media. We are always connecting with them, and they love that, how approachable we are, you know? So I think that connection with them is crucial to be able to then offer them exactly what they need, because then it's not a business. You are just helping them. That's when it changes the mindset of, I'm selling you stuff to, I'm helping you, and I have all the tools that you need. That's the shift.
Right. Let's go a little deeper, because, you know, I this is all great, and I think our listeners, you know, it's always so great to hear anybody who's made the change from corporate, or in your case, you know, Cambridge and professorship, you know, into entrepreneurship. I think, you know, you're talking about a lot of different things that your program offers, and I know, you know, speaking to a lot of women, it's just so overwhelming when you first start a business with all the things you have to learn. How, you know, when you were putting your platform together, and that's a lot of technology. I mean, email marketing versus website, you know, any sort of social media ads, those are such big things. How did you go about, you know, Ines, learning to be able to send email marketing? Did you do it all yourself? Did you outsource? What do you recommend that women entrepreneurs do when they first start out, of how to learn all those platforms and how technology can work for you? But everybody says, you know, you should be hiring out to have all that done. What's your take on that for our would-be entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I think the first thing is to be understandable with ourselves and to be, you know, a bit nicer. I feel that we women in general, we are very, we want to do everything perfect. And I think if we just, you know, put all that stress a bit down, and we are like, okay, this is a learning process. I'm going to learn how to do this. And I recommend that, because I think that it's the best thing that an entrepreneur can do is start doing everything themselves, because that way they understand what the processes are and they understand how much time it takes and how it's done. Because I feel that when you outsource everything, I outsource most of my things now, but I understand, and that way I have a better connection with my freelancers, I have a better connection with everybody that works for me, because I understand what they are doing. I'm not saying everybody, you need to be an expert on everything, but hey, if you wanna send emails, you know, get a weekend, just get on ActiveCampaign and be like, okay, I'm gonna figure this out. How do I send a newsletter? How do I send a welcome email, you know? And just put yourself to do little things that then when you give that task to somebody else, when you outsource, when you delegate, which I think that's another of the key things, delegating, you are going to be
always
in a better position to be a leader, because you know what's in all of that. You know what the word, and you know how it's going to go. But also I feel that we need to start from little things, you know. If you're just starting in business, I'm sorry, but you're not going to have a 30-email sequence with upsells, downsells, like all those things. are going to come with time. So if, you know, I researched which one was cheaper back then, and then I was just like, okay, I just want a welcome email. And then I just want to learn how to send one email a week. You know, it's like those little steps that they are going to grow. And now it's when we have all those complicated sequences and all those things, but you cannot expect to go in and just be an expert in 2 days because everything takes time. It's
right.
Like when I was teaching Spanish, you don't come to my Spanish class and after 1 hour, you're just, you know, completely fluent in Spanish. So it's the same, taking that learner mentality of I'm just going to learn things little by little and it's okay. You know, it's not,
right.
Nobody has sent an email to me and be like, why am I not in a sequence? Like, you know, that's more in our head and what we think we should be doing instead of what
you're probably freaking out a lot of our female entrepreneurs right now. You're probably freaking them out with all these details. It's like,
yeah.
That's good. But, you know, I think we've only got a few minutes left, Inez. One of the questions I've got, and I think all of us, you know, learn this as we've been in business, but what have been the biggest learning lessons that you've had, you know, in the years you've been in business? I mean, things that have been key, you know, I know you talked about relationships. I know you talked about outsourcing and delegating and doing it, learning it yourself in the beginning, which are fabulous. And by the way, props to you because so few women get to $1 million or more in sales. And that's a big deal because it's less than 2% of women entrepreneurs that get to that point. So that's awesome for you. I'm just curious. It's like, you know, along the way in the journey you've been, it's like, what have been the things that have just stood out, one or two that have really been instrumental to how you run in business from a learning standpoint, like the things that you didn't expect to happen when you were running a small business?
I think what is happening to me this year has been one of the hardest of my life for many reasons, but I think it's trust in myself. There was a point where I was growing the business. Before I was growing the business, I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, what am I doing? Who am I to do this? And then what happened when I was making money, I felt the same way, but it was like, oh my God, I have no idea what am I doing. I'm going to break this business. I'm going to mess it up. What am I doing? Who am I? So I always had that feeling. So this year, it's been a lot of pain of self-trust. So I will say that the word is trust because what happened when I started making money, I was like, oh, let me invest in this coach, let me invest in this program, let me invest in all these things that were just trying to validate me instead of being myself, the one who was leading my business. And
right.
I think that's
one of the
hardest things I've done.
That's a good one. It's just trusting yourself. I like that one. What's another one that you just really have learned and it's been a big impact to you?
I think this year has been about trust, but I will say when I started, it was as well patience. I think we freak out a lot. Like when you are starting, it's normal to be stressed and everything, but I feel that a lot of it had to do with patience because now I look back and I'm like, back then it felt so slow. It felt that nothing was happening. And I look back and all of this has just been 3.5 years. And you're like, girl, you build a business in 3.5 years. But in that moment, you feel like nothing is happening. I'm doing everything wrong. I don't know what, you know. So it's looking back and be a bit more self-aware and be nicer to ourselves and be like, girl, you're doing good. It's okay. You know, it will just take time.
That.
I think that patience with ourselves, that's what I will have liked to see more back then to myself. You know, I think we are, as women, we are pretty strong critics to ourselves. So I think if we kind of be nicer, it will be easier, the journey of entrepreneurship.
I just want to say thank you for being so upfront about that because, you know, that's so true. It's like our head trash gets in the way for us. Oh, my gosh, what we could do if we would just, you know, move out the head trash. That's awesome. We only got a couple minutes left, but I'm curious to know if our listeners want to reach you, if they want to connect with you, how do you want people to get a hold of you?
They can just find us on the website, diaryofanentrepreneur.com or on Instagram, Diary of an Entrepreneur Official. or on Facebook as well. We have the same name everywhere. And then my email is ines@diaryofanentrepreneur.com. And I'm just happy to answer any questions, or if anybody wants to have a chat, I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm going to ask you my one final question, which is what it's my big hairy audacious question. They call it a B hack. I'm Ooh. Curious to know. It's like, as you see the future, I'm curious how you can leave our listeners with something that's going to inspire them, because you've got such a great journey and such a great story. But what's one thing you can just leave our listeners with? They can get it done too. And I love everything you said. And what's something to leave us with on a high note?
I think that no matter what your head is telling you or what, your shoes are, you are on the right way. You are on the right path. You are doing it right. So let's just keep on moving and just, you know, we're not going to silence all the self-critique, but if we can just push it to the side and be like, okay, I hear you. I know you're there, but I'm just going to keep on going. I think that's what has helped me a lot, and I hope, you know, our listeners, and they just feel that way, that, you know, we're never going to be perfect. We're never going to have the perfect mindset and be just happy all the time. But if we can just be like, okay, this is just now. This is, you know, I'm feeling this right now. I'm going to acknowledge it. But, you know, this is not going to stop me from moving forward. I acknowledge this feeling. I know you're there, and all these things can go wrong, but still I'm just going to keep on going and see what happens, because that's where all the fun is, you know?
Well, that's awesome. I think that's very inspiring and uplifting. And we'll have a link to your site on our radio show page. And Inez, thank you so much for being our leading lady today. I want to thank our listeners. As you know, we're international in reach, and we're here every single Monday morning at 9 a.m. live, and Fridays at 2 p.m. You can also see our podcast and download it on iTunes. But one thing I always challenge every woman who's part of our listening audience is, you know, what are you doing to support and be supportive of other women? So to that, I say have a great week, and we will see you on the next Women Lead radio show. Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where life-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.